Updates million. The speaker's name is Chris Ayabas Minya.
Hello.
Welcome to Metaphone Direct. You have $22 and
Do you hear me?
Okay. I don't know. Good evening. I don't know if you heard me before. It's not the same when it goes over the phone than when it's ponim el ponim. Ezra Hashem, soon we will be ponim el ponim. I will repeat what I said before. That the tonight's shiur is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. David Klugman in memory of his father, Hachover Yoel Ben Hachover Avrohom. I think this is Mr. Julius Klugman, what I was zoiche to know. And what shall I say? Lishmoi ulezichroi tavas nefesh, remembering him is an uplifting memory, his ben odom lechaveiroi, and how he related to everybody, and especially his avas ha-teire, and the avas talmide chachomim, is, this should be an ilu neshoma for him, and his chus should protect his family, and his kehile, and kol Yisroel. We are here together to learn something about the Parsha. Parshas Behar Bechukosai. When I ask myself, what is the posseg in the Torah? What is most shocking? I don't know if that question is mutter to ask such a question the face. All the psukim in the Torah are the same important. That's right. But still, I think it's not wrong to be personally involved. I heard once from my Schwer, this is Rav Wolbe, Zichrone Livroche, but he said something similar. He said, which Peirik in Tehillim is talking the most to him. As therefrom I learned that you could and could be, you should be personally involved. What talks to you more, what talks to you less? Doesn't mean that what's talking to you less, you should forget about it. Then you will have to deal with it. But this is my question, what I ask myself, what is the posseg in the Torah what shocked me the most? This is a posik in Behar. The posik what says, "V'ho'oretz lo itimocher litzmisus." You can't sell the oretz, the land of Eretz Yisrael, litzmisus forever. Ki li ho'oretz, Eretz Yisrael is my. Ki geirim v'toshovim atem imodi. What you are strangers. You are geirim v'toshovim atem imodi. Such a strong posik. Ki geirim v'toshovim atem imodi. It's especially about Eretz Yisrael, because the posik what comes after that, uvchoil eretz achuzaschem geulo titnu leoretz, the Sforno says, avol bechutz leoretz ein shom din shmitin veyoivlois. As we see, that what we are talking here is a madrege, is the Madrege of Eretz Yisrael. Bichlal, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a Ruchnistige nation, and Eretz Yisrael is a Ruchnistige land. I remember once Rav Wolbe said, Klal Yisrael is not a nation. Eretz Yisrael is not a land. And Torah Yisrael is not a religion. This is the way how he said it. What he means to say, that Klal Yisrael is not a nation like all the other nations. Eretz Yisrael is not an additional land like all the other lands. And Torah Yisrael is not a religion. Torah is something else. Is the peak of Klal Yisrael, the peak of Eretz Yisrael. We learn it from this week's parsha, the parsha of Shemitah and Yovel. The proof for it, that Shemitah and Yovel is a peak, because Chazal say that the 70 years what we were in Golus Povel are the amount of Shemitahs what we were in Eretz Yisrael and we didn't keep. I heard once B'Shem Reb Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livroche, that he said, what it means, that Yidden didn't keep Shmita? Dovid HaMelech, Shloime HaMelech, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And he explained it, that it doesn't mean that they didn't keep it at all, but something was lacking, or not everybody did it, or they didn't do it with a proper kavone. Al Kolponim, from that we see that this is not an easy mitzvah. This is a peak of a mitzvah. And it's expressed in that posik from the mitzvah of Shmita, what is noyig only in Eretz Yisrael, v'ho'oretz lo timocher letzmisus. You can't sell it forever. Ki li ho'oretz, it's my. You are a resident by me. Over it's me, it's my land. Rashi says, Kili ho'oretz, al teira ein chobo, she'eno sheloch. Don't have a heavy heart by it that you have to give it back in the Shnas HaShmito, in Shnas HaYovel. Don't feel bad about it. Altera ein chabo. It should not be hard, difficult for you to do it. She'eino shelcho. It's not yours. We see from that it's a difficult mitzvah. And the Torah has to make it somehow easier for us. Altera ein chabo. The Torah understands the difficulty of it. That posik, V'horez lo itimocher letzmisus, is Rashi says it's a loisase, and the Ramban also talks about it, that he first he explains Rashi, and after that he disagrees, Al Kolponim, he explains what is why it's a mitzvah for the moicher. It should be a mitzvah for the koine. V'ho'oretz lo tikone letzmisus. You should not buy. Don't think that you are buying the land forever. But why it's a law for the moicher? The moicher should be happy that after 50 years, in Shnas HaYoel, it comes back to him. Is the Ramban explains something what hit me. He says, when you sell it, first of all, he says, you can't do against the Torah. I feel when you will sell it forever, it will not be sold forever. It's afkat the malke, the Torah is mafkia, the reshus of the buyer, and it goes back. And still, the Torah says, you, from your side, we have many such mitzvahs, but yovid loy mahane, when you do something wrong, it doesn't help, it doesn't work. But still, the Torah warns us about it. This is one of the mitzvahs, yovid loy mahane. If you will sell it forever, it will not help. And still, the Torah has a love about it. And the Ramban explains, and this love is a love not only for the koine, like Rashi says it. Rashi said, Mefuresh, liten love al chazoras sodois lebalim beyovel. Shelo yehe aloikeach koifsho. That the likeach, the buyer should not keep it. But the Ramban says in Posek steht loitimocher letzmisus. It doesn't talk only about the buyer. It talks also about the balabos. He says, when you sell it, you should sell it for a certain time, then it will be easier for the koine to give it back to you. This shows how Torah understands human nature, that when it would be sold forever, even though it doesn't help, but he thinks that he bought it forever, oh, how difficult it will be that we'll have it to give it back. But when Katchile, you sell it that way, and he knows that it's only for a certain time, it will be for him to give it back. We learn here about the mitzvah, a mitzvah what is difficult, a mitzvah what is a peak of what Klal Yisrael has. Like we said, it Eretz Yisrael is not an other land. When we are holding that by that posik, we have a sforno. A sforno says, listen, ki geirim v'teshovim atem imodi. The posik what we learned. Bo'isoy ha-golil. It talks about Eretz Yisrael. She'enoy bichlal ve'ho'oretz nosan livnei ho'odom. So to do a moire digger chidush, everybody knows the gemor in Broches, one poor success, l'Hashem ho'oretz umloyo, that the world belongs to Hashem. L'Hashem ho'oretz umloyo. And then the Gemara asks, but it says another posik, Hashomayim shomayim l'Hashem, ve'ho'oretz nosan l'nei odom, as it's a stira, if the world belongs to Hashem, or the world was given for people. And the Gemara answers, kan koidem broche, kan lachar broche. As long you didn't say a broche about it, then it's sucker not yours. It's like Meile, it's like Gezel, like the Gemara talks it out in Broches. Kan la'achar broche. After the broche, now it's yours. Now you could enjoy it, you could eat it. Now it's yours. This is the Gemara. V'horetz nosan ne'odom is after the broche. Now comes here Sforno and says such a chidush, She'einoi bichlal v'ho'oretz noson livnei ho'odom. It doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was never, ever given libnei odom. Dos is a pshat in kili ho'oretz. It's my forever. This only shows us about the greatness of a klal Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Hashem, and the klal Yisrael belongs to Hashem. This is such a kirvas elikim, what only klal Yisrael is able to have, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's land. It's never ever ours. It's not our homeland. Like in the past, the Zionists they wanted to go back to our homeland, and the problem of them of that movement was that they took Eretz Yisrael as a land like any other land. They took away the ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael. They took away the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. It's not our homeland. It's Hashem's, and we are residents by Hashem. What is interesting when we talk about it, that this is our Torah starts. When we remember Parshas Bereishis bo alikim es hashamayim ves haoretz, as Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, explains on Reb Yitzchok, why the Torah tells us what was created the first day, the second day, or the seven days, to say that how Hashem is acting in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's. And when the Knanim will say to the Yidden, you are Ganovim. You took away Eretz Yisrael from us. Like we hear it. Rashi says it, Lishtim Atem. You are robbers. You took it away from us. What is the answer from Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael doesn't answer. No, it's not yours. It's my. This is not what Klal Yisrael answers. Klal Yisrael answer is Hashem's. It's Hashem's. Ubirtzoinoi nosan lochem velo kach mikem venosan lonu. It's not yours. It's not ours. But we are Hashem's. It's unbelievable that this is the first Rashi in Chumash. Always the first is a big opening. Rabbi Jerucham said about it that the tachlis of the whole Torah is Eretz Yisrael. Das meint Torah. Das ist Eretz Yisrael, wie es Torah versteht sich. Das ist Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Sof, our whole Torah is be'etzem catered for Eretz Yisrael. We have so many mitzvahs that are not noyek bizman hazeh, all the mitzvahs at Luis Boretz, all the mitzvahs that are connected to Beis HaMikdosh, most of the Torah we don't have. Why? The Torah is catered for Eretz Yisrael. Mishpat Elekei Ho'oretz, the Ramban brings in a certain place, the mitzvahs are Mishpat Elekei Ho'oretz. Those are the rules of Elekei Ho'oretz. This is Hashem. So why we have to keep the mitzvahs She'einom Tluyim Bo'oretz? As Ramban and Rashi also says it, that Hatzivi Loch Tziyunim, the Novi said, we should keep, it's the Reise, it's not from the Novi, but we have to keep the mitzvahs in Chutz Loretz. Today, when we will return to Eretz Yisrael, it should not be new, we should not have to start from scratch. No, we should be already used to it. Like we have a mitzvah of chinuch of children. Recently, I have a grandson. What he became bar mitzvah. As a few days before his bar mitzvah, I told him, no, you are still not bar mitzvah. Now you could still do everything what you want. And then he said, no. Right? Chinuch. We don't start by bar mitzvah, we start before. The same is with Eretz Yisrael. What we have mitzvah she'einon tluim ba'aretz is because atzivi loch tiyunim. You should still have signs who you are and where you are going back. Over be'etzem, the Torah is catered for Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to talk kanoes, but I know that Reb Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, he was a real kanoi. He was an emesiker kanoi. Mamas Leshem Shomayim. And I think in his way of thinking, I think that the Zionists, when the immigrants came to Eretz Israel, especially from North Africa, and they came from Yemen, and Rachmona Litzlan, what they did to them, it was a terrible Gezeira Shmat. No, in our days, the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is doing tshuva, over what happened then is what the real Gezeiras Hashmat. But what did they say to the immigrants when they cut off their payers? They said, you know, mitzvahs you only had to keep in Chutz La'aretz to know the difference between a Yid and a Goy. But now what you came back to Eretz Yisrael, here we don't need to keep the mitzvahs. Besides that it's sheker and apikorsis and everything and shmat, it's amaratzis. This is pure amaratzis. Punkt verkehrt. Mamas the opposite is. In Chutzlogat we also have to keep mitzvahs. Over mitzvahs are catered for Eretz Yisrael. And this Eretz Yisrael, this is Kili Ho'oretz, this is Hashem's land, and this is not an easy lesson to learn. Kegeirim v'teshovim, Kili Ho'oretz, Kegeirim v'teshovim atem imodi. This is the posik is a marpeche. I found it also in the Chovetz Halvoves. The Chovetz Halvoves has, in the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he asks 30 cheshbonis, cheshbon hanefesh. 30, okay. We can't go it through now. 30 cheshbonis, that's how a person has to straight out himself in his avodas Hashem. What is interesting, what is the last of those 30? Is that hasoge, that understanding, Kigeirim v'teshovim atem imodi. He brings down that posek, that understanding that we are geirim v'teshovim. Of course, he talks it much longer about it, but we have to understand. We can't think only about that idea, kigeirim v'teshovim atem imodi. It's 30 cheshbonis means that it's built. He built it from the first cheshbon till the 30th. It's built. When we go through all the 30, then we are able in the end to achieve that understanding. Kigerim v'teshovim atem imodi. Yeah, this is the mitzvah von Shmita. Schmitte, das ist kuller Ruchnies. Sie shows, it's not just that we are prohibited to do this, we are prohibited to do that. No. The reward for it is kigerim v'teshuvim, aval atem imodi. You are imodi. We are connected and we are close to Hashem. Let's look another pasuk in this context. As a few psukim before, v'nosno ho'oretz pirio, when we will do it, right, v'nosno ho'oretz pirio, v'achartem lo soiva, v'yishavtem lo betach oleho, we will have Eretz Yisrael. Rashi zokt, sh'loi tidaku mishnas petzoires, to say, lo betach oleho, Vochaltem lo soiva after techa me'aim teibo broche. So it's ein filled with broche. Now after that comes the posik v'chisoimru. When you will but ask, ma noichal bashono hashviis. Rashi explains exactly what is the question. Or will you ask, ma noichal bashono hashviis? Hein loy nizrav loy nesaves hatvu oseinu. V'tzivisi es birkosi lochem. Hashem says, I will command my broche, and it will have a lach, b'shono ha-shishis, v'osso, z'satvu, l'sholo, sheshonim. Don't be concerned. We go back, we go again to the Sforno. Amo yered iger Sforno. V'chitoyma ma'an oichal. Kater yesupak ze'etzlechem. When you have a sofik, v'loi tiftechu, and you will not have that bitochen sheyia hamaat maspik peichusoi. You will not have the bitochen that even maat, like Rashi said it, when you oichol maat, you have it by the koinim in besamikdosh, oichol maat umisporech b'meyof. And there is broch in it. There is broch in maat. This is echus. This is quality. If you have a problem with it, okay, b'tzivisi es b'chosi. Then what Hashem says, what will he do? V'tzivisi es b'chosi. Zokto der Echet der Sforno, Vuidos der Sforno, I had it before. V'chitzri says, when you don't have that madrega of bitochen, then also says atvur dishmeu, listen, the oifen she tispa ayin merois, the tiru she yaspik a kamus, then I will give you a lot. Kamus, look, kamus versus echus, quality versus quantity. When you are on the madrig of bitochen, on the real madrig of Eretz Israel, then you will, the quality will be so great, and the ruchnius in it will be so great, that there will be broch in it. Oichol ma'at, even when you eat ma'at, umisborech b'meyof. There is a broch in your stomach. If not, here we see again that the Torah doesn't abund such a person what is not on that madrego of bitochen. The Torah also is dealing with him. Kasher yisupek ze'etzlachem, I repeat, v'loi tiftechu shiyu hama'at maspik pe'ichusoi, you don't see the quality. Then, it was also satvur, bo'oifen shitis ba'ayin mer'ois. It's that word, tis ba'ayin mer'ois, This is a shverer posik. I am shocked by that posik. Because that posik, he said, in Yaakov, sent his matones to Esav. He said to his shepherds, Berevach tosimu ben eider leben eider. You should distance one eider from the other. So, Rashi dorten, kedei lehasbia einoi shel oise rosho. It was a smart strategy of Yaakov Ovinu how to make Esav happy. Is he said it comes and then nothing. Oh, it comes again. it's an iflomoid, how he dealt with Esav. Esav, we know Esav is Esav. Kedei lasbia einoi shel oisei rosho. And it's also a posik in Koheles that from the world you never be satisfied. Also a posik. Al kuponim, here the Torah says if you don't believe in Eichus, then I will give it to you Bekamus, and you will have it Bekamus. Okay, there are many. Somebody what has the right emune is the money what he has. It will not have to go to the doctors, like it says. Door what doesn't open to for stoke will open for the doctor. Means that the money will he have the money, but the money will go for not for the right and for the good purposes. Door what doesn't open for stoke, for people that are collecting money. I think I think all the mitzvahs what Hashem took away from us in that corona time, what Hashem took away from us is also to open our doors for the people in need. A door what is not open for stokers or chazal will be open for the doctor. It could be in Kamus he has a lot, and this makes him happy, or he doesn't understand that there is no broche in it. And Eretz Yisrael is, Klal Yisrael is broche, Eretz Yisrael is broche. Time is over. What can I say? We learn here about the real, real Madrege von Eretz Yisrael. The real, real Madrege of Klal Yisrael. No, in our days, the whole world is in shock. What happened? There is a shock, and soon Be'ezrat Hashem it will be an aftershock. The world is in shock. What happened? Klal Yisrael understands, and it's a part in the Chevrei Moshiach. In the way what leads us to Geule, and in the way what leads us back to Eretz Israel to be again Hashem's nation. Chotakutin Shabbos.